Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here to receive this tremendous award. I'd like to first congratulate the other nominees, the other inductees, Grant Fuhr, Mike Ilitch, Brian Kilray, for your amazing contributions to this great game of hockey. My best wishes to your friends and family also. In addition, I'd like to congratulate Rod Phillips and Michael Farber on their inductions and their families and friends who are here also. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the selection committee for this amazing honor. It's something my family and myself will cherish for a lifetime, and I want the selection committee to know how deeply grateful I am, and I'm very nervous. I'd like to thank Bill Hay and the staff here at the Hockey Hall of Fame for just putting on an amazing weekend for my family and friends, for your assistance and all your support. It's just been a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much. I was reflecting on how do you thank so many people for your career? There's so many coaches and players and so many people behind the scenes that have helped me that in due time, I'll get that opportunity should I miss you. It was the night of my 15th birthday on February 22nd, 1980, when Mike Ruzioni scored that famous goal. The U.S. team beat the Russians. And I heard Al Michaels and remember him saying, "Do you believe in miracles?" And at that point in my career, I started to believe maybe there was a chance I could play in the National Hockey League. I need to thank two very special men who came to my house when I was 17 in Michigan. I want to thank Gord Woods and thank Eric Taylor, who introduced me to junior hockey in Canada. And because of that, I went on to play for the Verdun Juniors and the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. And it was one of those special years. It was one of those seasons that you'll never forget as a player. We went to the Memorial Cup, and we won the President's Cup in front of 17,000 people at the Montreal Forum. What a thrill it was for me. And I want to say to all my friends in the province of Quebec, à tous mes amis de Montréal, merci du fond de mon cœur. I never thought I'd have a chance to play international hockey. And then my dream came true in 1984 when I was selected to the Olympic team. And what a thrill that was, representing my country, meeting so many different people, different cultures, and many special cities. It was an experience I could never put a price tag on, and something I cherish to this day. I also would like to say that one of my fondest memories in the game was playing for the 1996 World Cup team that won that championship that year. I want to thank those players and coaches for that memorable time in my life. I would like to thank Bill Torrey and Al Arbor for bringing me to Long Island, where I met my wife, Mary Beth. I had the privilege of playing with some great Hall of Fame players, guys like Brian Trottier, Mike Bossy, Dennis Potvin, Clark Gillies, and Billy Smith. I would like to thank Jerry Meehan and Seymour Knox III for bringing me to Buffalo and introducing me to the community of Western New York and its special people during my time with the Buffalo Sabres. I also had a chance to play with some great players there: Alexander McGillney, Dale Hawerchuk, and Dave Vanderchuk were some of the guys I played with and shared a very special season. I really need to thank some very special people during my time in Buffalo: the administrative staff, doctors, and some very special kids at Buffalo Children's Hospital. They had an impact on me and my family that inspires me to do what I'm doing today. And I want to thank them for the many special relationships that I had during that time. I would like to thank the New York Rangers for bringing me to New York, in particular Neil Smith, for allowing me to finish my career as a New York Ranger. One thing I could say about the New York Rangers during that season, they treated me and my family first class, and I'll always remember that. And I need to thank all the people behind the scenes, all the many front office staffs, all the PR departments, the doctors and therapists who have patched me together over the years, and I did need some of that. I'd like to thank all the arena crews in Long Island, Buffalo, and New York, who, with their hard work and efforts, made it that much easier for me to show up to the rink every day with a smile. I'd like to thank the National Hockey League and the media and the writers for the last 15 years of their professionalism and always treating me so fair. I'd like to thank my brother and my sister and my mom and dad, especially in my early days, for all of their sacrifices and all of their love and all the support and allowing me to stand up here tonight. I want to thank you. I want to thank my in-laws, Ed and Helen Hoey, and the Hoey family for all their support during the course of my professional career. It's meant the world to me. And I need to thank the people who are most important in my life, who have meant the most to me. It's my wife, Mary Beth. I thank her for all her support and all her love. She's been my best friend. And I want to thank my hat trick of inspiration, my daughters Sarah, Brianna, and Daniel. They didn't get the chance to play me, didn't get a chance to see me play that much, but I can't tell you how much it means to me that you're here to share this moment with your dad tonight, and I'm so proud of you. I've named a lot of great players and great people in this game, and I need to name a really great friend, and I've been fortunate to have meet so many friends during the course of my career, but there's one guy I really have to thank. Since I was 17, he was a huge inspiration. He's been a big support of mine, and I wouldn't be standing here also without him, and that's my good friend, dear friend Donnie Meehan. And lastly, I would just like to say that I owe so much to this game of hockey. I'm leaving this game with no regrets. I'm leaving it with my health. I'm leaving it with a beautiful family. And it's because of this great game that it's allowed me to have so much in my life. And to the committee, once again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for this tremendous, tremendous honor. Thank you very much.